What in the world? House GOP invokes, quote, martial law for avoiding shutdown. This is according to The Hill. The House voted Thursday to give GOP leaders flexibility next week in fast-tracking a spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. Democrats protested over the move, known as martial law, which allows the House to consider a rule that establishes procedural guidelines for debating legislation on the same day it is produced by the House Committee on Rules. Under normal circumstances, the House must wait a day before conducting a floor vote on a rule reported out of the committee. House GOP leaders routinely deploy martial law around tight legislative deadlines. However, Democrats have not always forced the House to conduct a roll call vote to adopt it. Four Republicans joined all Democrats in opposing the rule change in the 237-187 vote. Reps Justin Amash, Michigan, Mo Brooks, Alabama, Walter Jones, North Carolina, and Thomas Massey, Kentucky. The authority to fast-track legislation to the floor will apply on the 2 days the House is in session next week, September 24th and the 25th. Government funding will expire on October 1st, meaning the House and Senate have a dwindling number of days left to avert a shutdown. The House was originally scheduled to be in recess all of next week, but changed plans after Speaker John Boehner, Republican of Ohio, I know how to pronounce it correctly, I just like saying it like that, announced that Pope Francis would address Congress on September 24th. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Hal Rogers, Kentucky, said a stopgap funding bill is ready to go, but awaits an expiration date and floor time decided by GOP leaders. Conservatives and establishment Republicans remain at odds over how to defund Planned Parenthood in the wake of controversial undercover videos depicting the organization's use of fetal tissue donations. Without action by Congress, the government will shut down on October 1st. So, first off, the symbolism of this article, the symbolism and the timing of this article is just strange. But anyways, I think we might actually be heading to a government shutdown, to be honest with you. In 2013, when it all happened, there were, I mean, I can't even tell you how many people I heard of, read about, or talked to that were guns loaded. Everything was ready to go by whatever day it was. I can't remember exactly. It was the 15th or 16th of October. And then all of a sudden, everything just changed. It's like something wasn't quite right in their little agenda. Which is my point. Their agenda can change at a moment's notice. This is why I continually try and tell you guys, it's a possibility. There is no definite answer. And there is no definite set date and time. Only God knows. So when people are out and pushing all this fear and this, oh, it's the end of the world tomorrow, chances are they're most likely going to be wrong. Because they don't really know. Hell, I don't even think the elite knows when they're going to pull the plug. The way this thing's going, it is one hell of a twisted design. But anyways, that's all the news I've got for you. I want to thank you all for watching. God bless and carry on.